So, the Pine says, according to the two, they stole the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that you cannot get rid in any way you want, but you have to destroy it through Sreife. That means that the Hefzer requires beer. Some mail is not sincere. But according to the Rabbanon, that you can do it any way you want. You can burn it, you can pour it into the yam, you can throw it into the sewer, you can toss it in the air, I mean, you can do whatever. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can give it to a caliph, Shalhefka, not caliph Shalei, so then he has annoyed if he does it on Pesach. But the caliph Shalhefka, he doesn't have annoyed, so he can give it to a caliph to be eaten up by a caliph Shalhefka. So mele, the mitzvah is not that the chepze requires bio, but that the gavre has to be devoid of chometz in his possession. So mele is not shaykh to say nasis nisvosi. Nasis nisvosi is shaykh to say only when the chepze requires the bio. It's like nesa. But here, even the whole dovo, it's not a mitzvah in the chepze. It's a mitzvah in the gavre. The gavre should not have chometz in his possession. All right, now, so the two mentions a big chiddush, because Rabbi Kveyer would say, Mr. Asparas Atzmei, that the deifer of chometz should be muter even according to Rabban. Apparently, Rabbi Kveyer assumed that regardless whether the mitzvah consists in the chefz, whether the mitzvah consists after in Sreife, or the mitzvah is beholder of, but the mitzvah is the chepze, even according to Rabbah. But two shiti is now. Let's see what Teisa shiti is. Teisa says, Afogad shi sore viyase kecholim hanosi muta, even before it turns into ashes. When it changes into coal, that before ashes, that's the final stage. So even when it turns into the holy, so it's mutabanoi. Kiyomar ferikol shor, gabi ole, bishlal, gabi holim, divay hakala pas muta. Vladin chometz. So you could say that Teisvis holds, agrees with Rabbi Kveya, even according to Rabbanon. But then on the other hand, you could say that Teisvis agrees with the two, because Teisvis is discussing Rabbi Kive. And Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why it is. But in the Hanami, maybe according to the Rabbanon, Teisves would agree that the Gecholim is not Mutabanoi. Even the Ifa would be Osabanoi. Maybe Teisves agrees with the two. So it's not clear for me. Ton Rabbonon Shivas Yomim Seyeli Motzi Votechem Matom Leimar Valetonema Leyoyel Echo Chomeitz Filoyoyel Echo Seyeya Bechol Gvulcho. Now, Tuk, one is impossible. Pasuk in Shmeis Yudbeis, and one is in Pasuk in Shmeis Yudgimel. In Shmeis Yudbeis, Shmeis Yudbeis, Pasuk Yutes. Shivas Yomim Seir Lo Yimotzei Bivoteichem. Kicholeichem Machmetzes V'nichriso HaNefesh Hayim Adas Yisrael Bageir Uve'ezrach Oretz. That's Pasuk in Shmeis Yudbeis, Pasuk Yutes. Now, In Shmeis Yud Gimel, the Torah says, Posig Zayin, Shmeis Yud Gimel, Posig Zayin, Matis Yoche, Yeshiva Sayomi, Filoyoyele Chochomeit, Filoyoyele Choseya, Bichol Vulechom. So, Tel Rabo, Shiva Son, Yom Seli Motzi Voteichem. Matam Leib, why does the Torah have to mention Shmeis Yud Veis, Posit Yud Tes, Shiva Son, Yom Seli Motzi Voteichem? It's going to mention in Shmeis Yud Gimel, Posig Zayin, that the Lord of Chochomet, the Lord of Chosea, Bechol, Bechol Vulecho, that has a broader scope, Vulecho, within the borders. So, the houses and the homes of the person are within the borders of the person. That has a broader scope than by spies, has the connotation of a house. But Vulecho has a much wider connotation. It includes batim, it includes beirei, sichim, ayreis, a garage, I mean anything that he owns. Not afke a house, a home. So since the Torah is saying in Shmeis Yud Gimel that lo yoroi elicho chomet, within all thy borders, and that includes batim also. Why does the Torah have to spell out batim? It's amazing. The matam lema valiponema liroi lechosei liroi lechochomet liroi lechosei b'chol lecho. That's the correction by the mishpat, you see, because it's not written in the proper order here in the text, you see. So on the margin it says the Yeroi Lecho Chomet is first and then the Lo Yeroi Lecho Seir. So why does the Torah have to mention Seir Yimotzi Shivas Yom Seir Yimotzi Batech? The answer is Lifish and Amal Yehoi Lechoseya. So that Lecho, so Lecho means Sholchoi Atorei Avo Atorei Shol Achirim Yishel Goveya. So Chomets that doesn't belong to you, you can keep in your shoes. Only the Chomets that you owe. But somebody else's chomes, let's say a goy comes to your house and he has with him a sandwich of bread. So you don't have to tell the goy, please, don't stay here with your sandwich of bread. It's my house. So he can keep it. He can keep it because it's not your chomes. Some melee. Shalachoy atarei, avo atarei shalachirin, shalgadeya. So then I could say, the Torah just mentioned the love in Shmeis Yud Gimel of Leroy Lechochomeis, Leroy Lechoseya Bechol Volecho, that you can, first of all, that he can hide it, because there the Torah says Leroy Lecho, only when it's uncovered. When it's exposed, when anybody can see it, in other words, you cannot keep chomets in your possession open, exposed on the table. Everybody can see it. But suppose you have chomets locked up in your door, no one can see it. Even if you didn't sell it, so it's all right. I could say that because the Torah says, "Lo yeroi lecho," only when it can be seen, when it's visible. Not if it's mutmeh, if it's covered, it's locked up. So That's why the Torah says, it should not even be found. Not only it should not be seen, it should not even be found locked up in a closet behind 100 locks. Even that is awesome. And then also, because if the Torah I just mentioned to the Oil of Jose, I would say that you can accept Pigdenes from a goy, because it's not Lecho. So here the Torah says, Shivas Yom Yisrael Yivotzi Vivoteichem, even if it belongs to a goy, and he deposits the chometz in your house, so that you should watch it in the morning, applies it, you see. So you are all saying, יוכל יד מכאן דין אנוכי, תמרים אלו, תל ישירס יום מסיר מצפרתיכם. אין לי אלו בנוכי שלא יקיבשתי, בין שוי מו בחוצר. נוכי שקיבשתי, בשורים או בחוצר, מנעים, מנעים. So, on the surface, but then there is a machlekes abaye and rov in the pshat. But on the surface, the braise appears to be saying, only that it is that it refers to the safe. It refers to the safe. What does the safe say? Yochel yatnim v'yikabel pidenis min anochi. Talim al yimot. You're not allowed to accept a pikodin of chometz from a goy to watch, even though it's not yours. So then the price continues. Only maybe you're not allowed, one is not allowed to be mikabu shmire over chometz of the goy am peiser inochri that is not kovush tachshira. So then you're not allowed. But inochri that is kovush tachshira. What is kovush? What is different? If he's kovush means it's under your control. If he's not kovush, you know, if he has the upper hand over the Jew, so then the chometz that he places in your possession, so is not under the Jew's control, because the Jew is afraid of the God. But nochi shekovush tachashudach. So then the chometz is under the control of the Jew. Maybe you are allowed to accept it. Maybe you are allowed to accept it. That's how it appears. Talmud Leima. They are all only Allah inochi shein shorim of a chotza, who is not your core resident in the same chotza. He lives somewhere else, but then you're not allowed to accept shmire for his chometz. But if he lives with you, maybe you are allowed. Talmud Leima lo yimotzi uvatech, even if he is kovush lachashodach. And the shorim of a chotzer, so he's still not allowed to accept his chometz b'teras pikodin to watch over. So the moral of the kasha is, the logic is that way. Only Elo shebivoteichen. So here we see love that we cannot allow any chometz to be found in your houses. But the b'rishichin meir, suppose he lets it stay in Bereshit HaMayis, not in his own. So maybe that is muter. Tom Lema b'chol gulech, v'adayin aneime abibotim. So, eivir mishum bal yiroye u bal yimotzei, Even if it cannot be seen, even if it's locked up. Because here the Torah doesn't say, Shivas Yomim, should not be seen. Even if it's not seen, as long as it can be found, locked up, behind 100 locks, so still you're not allowed to let it stay, so that it could be found. There's Bipoti, but Bikburin, and Bipotim, since the Torah doesn't say Shalcho, Lo Yimotze, the Torah doesn't say Shivas Yomim Seir, Lo Yimotze Licho Bipotecha, but just Bipotecha. So even if it is not your Chometz, it's a Goy's Chometz, and you are undertaking Shmire, so it's also Mashenkin Bikburin, where the Torah says Licho, some. Aber eine Hilfe wird mir nicht mal gehört, dann wird man nicht mehr kann ich noch hin. Die Gwurin, ich habe euch heute rei, aber da rei ich lach, ich bin schon gewähr. Mit nein und Lied, in es homo, ich habe sehr böse, ich habe sehr böse. How do we know that the same Aloche that is mentioned in the lab of Lihoye, Lichoseia, Lihoye Lichochomet, Lichol Bulechot. So, which implies Dafke Sholchoy Atarei, our Atarei Shlachim Sholgeveya, that Kule applies to Botim also. And how do we know that the Chumre that is mentioned in the Lab of Leimotze, that even if it's Tomun, it cannot be seen, it's locked up behind 100 locks, so it's also to possess, that applies even to Bur Lecho, to Be'er Sichon Meiris. How do we know that the Kule that is mentioned in the Lab of Bali Roye applies to Botim, and the Chumre that is mentioned in the Lab of Bali Motze applies to Gvoli? How do we know? Minayin, Litnes Homo Shal Zeba Zeh, the Kule of Gvulin that it applies to Botim, and the Chumre of Botim that it applies to Gvulin. Tam Leima Seo Seo Alexia, Shop, Nema Seo Lipot, Se ani matzvotech, ani matzvotech, ani matzvotech, ani matzvotech, ani matzvotech, ma seya, homa bibati, even sham viroye ubal imote, ubal yatni, ubal ikalki van ochri, se om bibul, mishvon koi ubal imote, ubal natni, ubal kalki van ochri. Uma seya, homa bibul, mishvon koi atareya, atareya shlachem, mishvon bibaya, se om bibati, mishvon koi atareya, atareya shlachem, mishvon bibaya. Olama, אין לי אלו בנוכי שלא יקיבש, ואין שור עמוך בחוצר. נוכי שקיבשתי שור עמוך בחוצר מנהיים. So on the surface it appears that the price is reference to the safe. What does the safe say? You're not allowed to be mikabel, pigdenes, to watch a famigoy. So the price is saying, maybe it's only yourself to be Mikabel Dinis, family goy that is not Kovish Tachasudech, and he does not live in Yochotzer, but a goy who is Kovish Tachasudech, whose chometz is more under your control, you are allowed. A goy who lives with you in the same Chotzer, who is closer to you, you are allowed. So the logic works that way. So Klapelai? How does it turn? Which direction? The logic is the other way. Amar Abaye Eifech. Amar Abaye Eifech. The Teinuch Name, that we should read, we should correct the Braise. And it should read in the Braise. Ein Liel Binochi Shekibashte. So then it's also to be Kabul Pigdenis to watch, because it's more under your control. But Nochri Shaloi Kibashte, and Nochri Shein Shaloi Mabachotza. So he's remote from you, and he's not Kovish Tachas Yodecho, and his chometz is not under your control altogether. You couldn't take away anything from him. If you do, he'll hit you over the head. So Mamela, in such a case, maybe since the chometz is not under your control, so you have no ownership and you have no real possession of it. So you're allowed to be mikabel shmira. After all, it's not kovash l'chatzot decho. Talmud leima lima tzibatech. Even a nochri she'eini kovash l'chatzot decho. And the nochri who is not showing of the chotzer, it's also. Rova ma'aleum lo'itevich. V'arei shikoi. That's in respect to the kule. When you are not mikabel shmira, so then, if you are not mechuyev b'achrayes, you are allowed to keep it. It's not yours, and you're not responsible for it. But if it's nochi akolish achzodecho, or if he lives in the same chotzer, so then you have a certain control over the chometz, even though you're not mechuyev b'achrayes. So you should still be osea from lema yimotzu. And the Talmud Leima lo yimotze, and this is not considered yimotze, because since you're not chayev b'achrayes, so it will not be found in your possession. Only something for which you assume responsibility is considered found in your possession. V'hai tane neder ha'tere v'nosif likro Lisure. The Kashi is directed against Rove. Rove says that the only Elbinochi shall be Kibashti, the Ishori no Bechotzer, has reference to the Reish. What does the Reish say? The Shalachirim Atore. So then the Brisa continues and says, only the Shalachirim without Kabbalah Zachayis. So Atoreye, El Binochi Shaloi Kibashti, the Nishorim of the Chotzer. So you have no control over the Chometz. So, but Nochi Shikibashti Shalom Chotzer. You have the control over the Chometz, you are more involved in the Chometz, maybe you're not allowed to keep it, even if you don't have a Chayis. Talmud Leima lo yimotze bivoteich, that without a chayes it's muter. But the question is this, lo yimotze bivoteichem at first implies a chumre, because if the Torah didn't say lo yimotze bivoteichem, so I would say that lo yimotze that the love of Bal Roy Bal Yimotze doesn't apply to something that belongs to a goy and that was given to the Jew to watch over. So, because of the pasuk Silma Tzibateichem, so we know a chumre that even if it belongs to the goy, but if it was given to the Jew to watch over, so in Ischai Bachayes, so then it's also to keep it. To give. And another chumre leimotzi b'teichem mentions that even if it's locked, it's not visible, it's locked behind the 100 locks, it's not visible, so it's still also to keep it on Pesach. So leimotzi b'teichem is expressive of the chumre, and here in the droshe we say that leimotzi is expressive of the kule, that if you won't be kablachais, So then it's muter, even Hanochi Yakovus, even by Nochi Yakovus Tachasudecho, and Chorochim Bochotza. So you could, but at first you say that Leimotze is expressive of a chumre, and here you say that Leimotze is expressive of a kule, that in case where there is no Kabbalah Zachayis, So then it's muta to keep it in your possession, even in connection with the chometz that was given by Nochi HaKovush Tachashetecho, and who lives with you in the same chometz. This is Gemara's question. V'haytane medara etere v'nosif li kol Yisure. That's li Yisure. But the same posik is expressive of Yisere. And here the Tane learns out a heter, a kule, that without Kabbalah Zachayis, it's muter, even by Nochi, HaKovosh Tachadidecho, and Chorochim Lachotzer, Mishum Shinema, Lecho, Lecho, Trezim. Oh, now let's see the Rashi. Fine. Olik Nema, מירו לוחו של לוחו ולאחו על בת ממש ממש מירו לוחו עם כוס אף לוחו ממש מנהו של לוחו יתרד אבל תראה דיבורים של אחרים כי נוח ריבי של גדולה אם הקדישום לבדק הבאי אם הקדישום לבדק הבאי is now to the duty from this rush one duty is the trash says what if מישהו אחר של נוח why does trash say של נוח ריבוי Why not a Jew? Not a Jew. Or so you could say, or to Bershia Skinner. Not a Jew, so how is that a Jew keeping his chometz? That would be a good terrorist. But why does Rashi have to emphasize that it means that keeper? Now the Goyen, the Bir Agro in Shulchan Aruch says that this halacha of the royal Hoseiya לרואיל חוסייה לכל בלחו לרואיל חוכמץ לרואיל חוסייה בכל בלחו לכל implying שלכו יתרי הותרי של אחיר משל גביה means אחיר means גוי but אחיר in Jews so the Jew is able in other words It's a big chumrah, terrific chumrah. So you cannot be very tolerant toward Jews on Pesach. Towards going, yes, but not toward Jews. If a goy comes to your house and he has in his pocket a sandwich of bread or in his briefcase, suppose somebody comes to work in your house, cleanly, she comes. to clean the house and she has in her bag she has a sandwich of chametz sandwich of bread if she's a goy if she's a nochri she's a gentile woman you don't have to say anything to her nothing you're not either but if a Jewish woman comes to clean your house and she's not observant and she has in her bag a chametz so you have to tell her Either you leave right now, or you throw it away. You can't stay here and keep the sandwich bag, because then the Jew will be there about the royal bondman. That's what the gosh is. That's what the gosh is. Because we only learn out from the chor that chomet shall go your life into your possession. But the chomet shall Jew of Israel, If Shimon brings his sandwich of chametz to Reuben's house, and Reuben will not be kalachais, but if Reuben knows about it and he lets it stay in the house, so Reuben is either bali roi bali mati. It's a bit crazy. Of course, Teisvei Shita is not like that, because Teisvei says. Dalad on Beis, Midaraise, Bipito Baume Sag, Veinari, Midaraise, Bito Baume Sag, Mitam, the Mahash, and Bitley have a headcare, the Yosem Roshuse, Umuta, Midramuna, or Torea, Shalachir, and we shall go there. Shalachir, and we shall go there. So Taisve says that headcare, if you are mafkir, so it comes within the same aloha of Shalachir. If Teisvei Shita had been like Shita Sagro, So it's only Gzeres HaKosuv that you are allowed to keep in your house Chometz that belongs to Goy. What has it to do with Hefker? So apparently, obviously, Teisa Shiti is Achirim means, doesn't mean Goy. Achirim means other people, not yours. Only Chometz that is your ownership, in which you have title, but not Chometz that in which other Jews have title. So Hefker the same thing, no one is title. So you don't have any title either. But according to Bir Avor, it's only Chometz belonging to Goyim that is. So there's a Bir Avor. And the Bir Avor says, and all the Achayim assume that Rashi Shiti is like the Bir Avor. Because Rashi says Shalnoch. Why did he say Shalnochim? Because a Chometz of another Jew, even though you are not Mikabla Achayis, if you let it stay in your house, you are able to worry about the noise. It's a big humor. But that Shiti is attributed to Rashi. I mean, the one who says it explicitly is the God. Then there's another deal in the Rashi. The Kun Shlachirim, Ki Nochi, Vishal Gobeya, in Yigdishom Libedek Abayis. Yigdishom Libedek Abayis. Why does Rashi say Libedek Abayis? Why not Kochim Izbeach? So you say Kochim Izbeach, that's a behine, a keves, no, a goat, I mean a seer, a goat. So, I mean, that's not Chometz. So Libedek Abayis, Chometz can be Libedek Abayis. But there is a Menoches also. And Menoches generally is not Chometz, it's Matzah. But Lachmedeido you have Chometz also. Lachmedeido. So why does Rashi emphasize? So there is a chetimtze of Kochim Izbeach Chometz also. Why does Rashi emphasize in Mikdishom Libedek Abayis? So apparently Rashi Shiti is, because Rashi Shiti is, Rashi imposes a limitation on the whole kule of Atoreya Shlachim Shogavaya. So according to Rashi, there is no aloha that if it doesn't belong to you completely in some melee, there is no boundary. Chometz of a Jew, even though you have no ownership altogether. So some melee, Yariva Boundary. So, but it's a special meal of Chometz belonging to a goy, and a special meal of Chometz belonging to Hegdesh. One Hegdesh, but Chabayis is Mamun Hegdesh. So he has no ownership in Berkabayis, even though he was the Magdish. So originally he had ownership. But once he is Magdish, it means he gives it away to Hegdesh. Hegdesh means life. A matone to Hegdesh. So one can give it away, can give away the title to Hegdesh. So if he's Magdish, Amirosi Ligovea can also have it on it, so it's being transferred to Hegdesh. So who is the owner? Hegdesh is the owner. Hegdesh is the owner. He has no ownership. But Kochim is Beach. So of course, Kochim Kali, Malibud Rabbi Yisag, really, so he's a full Bible. But even Kochim, and let's say not Rabbi Yisag, really, the Rabbonah of Rabbi Yisag. So according to Rabbonah of Rabbi Yisag, there is no difference between Kochim Kali and Kochim. So Kochim Kali is not more in Bible. But even Kochim, and even according to Rabbonah of Rabbi Yisag, really, there is a certain degree of ownership that the Bayon has. Now the Raide in the Hasneve has a very remarkable sheet. Does anyone have a Rambam of Hasneve here? No one has a Rambam of Hasneve. No one? Base, no? The base? Kasher Nachman has his chus. He's doing mitzvahs even when he is in Israel. And he's not machti, he told me he's not machti. Rambam says in Perek Vei Milchas Meve Halacha Vav Gonav V'tovach U'imocha V'hakach Yedish Mishalim Tashlumei Avor V'chamisha. A ganav, if he steals the share of a set and he slaughters it after the Gnevi, or he sells it, so he's Mishalim Dalet, Mishalim Dalet Vehei, Mishalim Dalet Vehei. So, the Ganev, if he is gaining, and Tovach Mocha, Sheol Vaseh, Sheva say, so if it's a say, so then it's Mishalim Dalat. And if it's a Sheya, so it's Mishalim Hey. So Gona Vitovach Umocha, Vakachidish. If after the Tviche, or after the Mechire is Magdish, so Mishalim Tashlumei Avor V'chamisha. Vim Higdish Vakach Tovach Umocha. Suppose first, he was Magdish, the Hegdish, and then he was the Veyach. So then, Afal Pi Sheikdishi Koshim Kali, Mishalim Tashlumei Keifu, because that Chiyuv arose before the Hegdish, then Mishalim Tashlumei Avor V'chamisha, because the Tviche Elo took place after the Hegdish. So, yes, so then he says, Omar Avrom, Kitza Bekam, Sheikdishi, Hegdesh, Berek Habayis, Mishalem Dalad Vehev. Mali Mocher LaShamayim, Mali Mocher LaHedit. It says here, the text, Mishabde LaShamayim, but the proper Gersa would be Mocher LaShamayim, Mali Mocher LaShamayim, Mali Mocher LaHedit. You could accept this Gersa Mishabde also, but Mocher would be better. Would be better. So the Rabbi says that this Halacha, the Gemara says in Rube that Gona v'Higdish v'Hakein Tovach so Gona v'Higdish v'Hakein Tovach so then he's part of the Alevei so that's only Gona v'Higdish in his bear he's part of the Alevei. But Gona v'Higdish v'Bedek Habayis, the Sheva said, you can imagine the Sheva said v'Bedek Habayis too. So then it's Chayv Alevei, because what difference does it make? If it's Gona from Mocha Lehed yet, Sheva said, it's Chayv Alevei. And if it's Gona, and suppose Nosen Maton Lehed yet, it's also Chayv Alevei. It doesn't have to be for money. So Gona v'Higdish v'Bedek Habayis is like Nosen Maton LeHeged. Mali Mocher LaShamayim, Mali Mocher LeHeged. So when do we say that he's Poteach? That he is only if Gona v'Higdish l'Mizbeach v'Hakach Tovach. So the Hegdish l'Mizbeach is not considered like a full Aknoi. Because Mikore Tore Deruvim, V'Hakke Tore Deruvim. If somebody is Magdish and Eilo, Elo is kochi-kochi, so it's certainly not known by him, but still, it is kore for him, right? It is kore for him. So he's still a Baalim. So it's not only Baalim with regard to Kapore. It means he's a Baalim. Momen. He owns it. But it's Momen Hekdesh. So, in a certain sense, it's like Shukras. But the difference is, in Shukras, so Ruben Chiminah Shukrim Nibeime, so Ruben owns one half of the Beime, and Chim owns one half of the Beime. But when somebody is Magdish Beime, and is Beach as an Elo, so he, so Hekdesh owns the whole Beime, and he is a Baalim, it's correct for him. He also owns the whole Beime. But he's a Baalim. We call it to the Ruben, the Hashtet to the Ruben. So Mele, the Hegdesh of the Kabbalis is like Mechir al-Hegdesh. But Hegdesh, I mean, because the Kabbalis means you give up your ownership. You have no Shaykhahs with it. It's giving it away, and the Rossi Lugabeya, Kitz Rossi Lehegdesh on it. So that's why. So he is chayv al ze. The Hekdesh itself is mocha. Mashein kei, if you are magdish, the mizbeach, so then you don't give up your bialis altogether. You are still a bialim to be kore for you. Mi kore to the room, the hashtet to the room. Some mele, it's not like mechirei. But then is the beach, but it's already Hekdesh also, so there is no doubt way for Tvich of Hekdesh. But if it's Hekdesh, the Hiddish of the Kabbalis, then the Hiddish itself is like Mechirled. Some Mele, that's the Raiden, in the Tveis Muchas Gneide Halochebo. Some Mele, we can understand the Rashi, why Rashi emphasizes. Ki Nochri Vishal Tveyah, in Hikdish Liberet Abayis. In Hikdish Liberet Abayis. In Hikdish Liberet Abayis. Why does Rashi emphasize in Hikdish Liberet Abayis? Because suppose it's Lachmi Taylor and it's Hikdish Lemizbeach, the Chomet, but since it's Koral Shnei, we call it to the Ruben, we hash it to the Ruben, so Mele, he is Eva Goliroi. Only when he is Lebedek Abayis, when he's completely detached from the thing. So then there's a question, he's not a veer of Bolivar. All right. Yochim Yomim Mitchotesh Yatim Shalei, Kibin Shalei Reno, he'll lock it up in the door, Vidayid or Yoreksi, Vikavdiz Vanochi, Doksid Licho, Talim Ali Motzi, Oslochat Mone, Shafi Bichol Mitzieh, אין לי שושל יש חומץ על בוטי מפני שהוא מוצץ לטומי ובאי כל בוטי מוד יחסי תמלים בכל גבולה יכול בכל לא יורא יקסי ועדיין אף הפי שנאמר שניהם יש לימה בבוטי מהיו לכל היו תאו אם מוצי נמאס נפלה אתמונה לקוס אפלו בבוטי ולקוס אפלו גם לכל היצי של האחרים אבל בגבולים בירסיך ומיירס קוס אפלו ואני אין אבא תראי בן של אחרים אין לי ביקוי שאום זה בזה וכומי של זה בזה תאום לימה וכאן פורך מי קומה ומי של אחרים שקבל לי איסור לתאר הוכה והוכה כלפי לה אשתי מירס כלפי איך המכנים דבר זה או איפך מסתבר נוח שגיבשת מסתבר ואור סוצי לה איך המחביר לבור תראי קוראי חס לנהר כי גן לה איך חרי שים שפורים לאיך נהלכם איפה לכם לדור סרם נוח שגיבשת תעבדים של חור נוח שלא יבש מנהי אמור לא ימות וכזו לא יצים צו אבל ימות זה לגמרי משהו והרי שכוי לתאר אם לא ימות יש לאחרים לקבל אחרי זה כאן ולא שלא יבשת נוח שיבש מנהי אמור את אמור לא ימות זה ופרחים לו לראות את תנה מזרה תאר אם נוסף לנו שכל יסורי ומשנה לתאר כל נוסף לו משום שהביגבולים בישראל לכל אחות חייפים לאלי וכל עושה בכל גולך שבשם עם פרש ישראל וכסיב לראות וחכם לראות ועושה בכל גולך פרש את בי מעניין להי לוחו ביגבולים גביר ידו כבר עמות פעמות מעניין לימוצה לדור בי לימוצה לך ולמוצה אצלך ואני שור למוח כאן מן הלוח דין חמצו שאלם כן שלך אבל את מייצי שלי והיא איזו איזנו החייס והיא לכל חומץ וכחושי יישא וחומץ מיצה צריך גדולה ובייצה אחד מחר עוד יום עלו רובה לבני נחוזה בירך מירה דבני חילם בתייך צ'ין דל מיגנר דל מצווה בשביל שחייך קוי קוי וביסה לשלומה כדל חיל דומה ביוסף So there's a מחלקס between the שימש a מחלקס between the רי and the בהק The רישית is that when is קבולס החייס בוניו into Baldroe, only Kabbalah Sachayas of Nivra Veda, like Ishima Soch. But Kabbalah Sachayas of Mechinom for Pshie, so you're not in the Baldroe. If you are Mikabel, it becomes in front of the comments of the Goy, and you are Mikabel Achayas for Nivra Veda,